Many of you have probably already heard, but we have something to share with you. If you haven't, this will be coming to you for the first time. Earlier this week, our daughter Leah was having symptoms that she didn't quite know what they were. She researched them online, and it looked bad. And she went and visited Karen Henschel and walked through the symptoms with her. And Karen basically said, you need to get into the hospital right away. And so she headed to the hospital, and the on-call doctor saw her. They took a whole bunch of blood tests. And she was called back into the hospital. They said, come in at 7:30 in the morning. And they did a few more tests on her. And on Thursday, she was flown out by air ambulance to Vancouver. They did more tests on her there. Mo flew down with her. And she's been diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and that was confirmed by the head doctor. She's in the leukemia ward at Vancouver General. Yesterday, two days ago they took her through the bone marrow tap and a bunch of other tests all day long, and then today they began chemotherapy. Yesterday they began chemotherapy, blood transfusions, and I want to be really honest with you about this. Some of you may not know anything about. I didn't know anything about this really, other than I knew it was a cancer, until I began reading this week. And before I say this to you, let me just say this: God is on the throne, and He is greater than any of these things, and He has all power, and He reigns. He reigns over everything. And so even though I share these things with you, these are natural, but it doesn't take into fact or into account the fact that God is above it all. And whatever happens on earth here, Jesus Christ is Lord and has the power and the dominion and the authority to alter the course of anything. And, you know, that's where we stand. But normally, With this kind of leukemia, if it goes untreated, people die within 3 months. That's how serious it is. And we believe that we caught this early enough. The doctors have told her that 60% of all people that come in at her age and have it treated aggressively like this survive. And, you know, so, but with God, we know that it's 100%, right? He can do anything, and so we're entrusting her into the hands of the Lord. But I just want to say it is going to alter our lives, and Ryan and Leah's lives, and Tim and Jolene's, and Mark and Ruth's, our lives, and our church. It's going to alter our lives in the days ahead in a very significant way. And we don't know exactly yet. You know, we're waiting for more information from the doctors. There are indications that Leah may have to be in Vancouver a minimum of a year, or maybe longer. And they've told us it's about a 5-year process, and at least 2 years of very serious aggressive treatment. And so, you know, there's implications for Ryan and his work. There's implications for the children. The children may have to go down to Vancouver And we don't know the answers to all those questions yet. But we are being proactive. We are taking steps, looking for an apartment in Vancouver. There's already, you know, financial things. Many people have already risen up in order to give. There's a GoFundMe page, which Ruth can tell you about in a minute or two. But we want to share this with you because you are our family. Do you want to say anything, Tim?
Well, I just appreciate, you joining with us in prayer for Ryan and Leah. We are people who have a God we can hope and trust in. And praise God for that. Praise God for that. I just thank him that he is a great God that we serve. Whatever lies ahead, we know we can fully trust in God for this. And obviously it rocks our world, rocks their world, Ryan and Leah's. But thank you for standing with us in prayer. We want to see God do good things. Already hearing just little things, you know, like Leah got to lay her hands on another patient in the air ambulance when they were flying down, right off the get-go. You know, so I just, you know, for her and for Ryan, they're going to be right in the middle of, not only a hospital, but a ministry area. And they've got Christ with them, too. But thank you. Thank you for your prayers and also for practical helps along the way. We're not sure how this is all going to pan out, but I know everybody is so wanting to help, so we really appreciate that. We may just take you up on some of those requests.
In a few minutes, I mean, we want to take a little bit of time to pray as a family, as a church, about the situation. In a minute, we're going to invite you all to come up and surround us and pray this thing through. We are recording this, and so if you pray, would you mind praying into the microphone? Maybe there are those of you God's already spoken to and given scriptures or words. Whatever we share in this time now, we're going to send down to Ryan and Leah so they can hear the prayers of the body and they can hear the words that God might bring. And then Ruth is at the end is going to tell you some practical things, but do you guys want to say anything? Okay. So we as a family are going to huddle in the middle. Joel, could you come? Would you mind manning the mic and make sure that everybody who prays gets to pray into the microphone?
So come gather around us.
As we start, I want to give a testimony to you. Carol and I walked through this with our niece's husband. And same disease, about the same age, 5-year battle, but he's victorious. He's cancer-free. He's a chemical engineer down in Georgia. And I just want to say God's hand is not shortened. Amen. He's victorious, and we need to stand and believe that. Not doubting in our heart.
I'll hand it back to you. So we're going to form a little ball here, if that's okay, just so we can be in close to each other. Everybody who wants to come. And we would love the prayers of all of you and to be surrounded by you as a family.
As I was praying this morning, the Lord gave me the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come unto his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Father, we just stand believing that and proclaiming it for Leah and Ryan. We thank you, God, that we can come before you, an ever-faithful God whose hand has not been shortened. And we give you praise, Lord. Lift us up that we not doubt in our hearts. And let us stand victorious over your enemies. Amen.
The Lord gave me this morning. This was Matthew 8:23. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm in the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he himself was asleep. And they said to him, they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you timid, you men of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And I know that storms are sudden. They're sudden and they're overwhelming. But I want you to know that we're in the boat with you.
Amen.
We're all in the boat. And yes, it's overwhelming. But Jesus is not asleep. And Jesus spoke the word, and he gave us the word. And we speak the word to you and your family. And we speak to Leah this morning, and we say, in the name of Jesus, rise up.
Amen.
Rise up and be peaceful in the storm.
Amen.
And that the Lord is with you in the storm, and he calms it.
Amen.
He calms the storm by his word. And so we come against that spirit of leukemia. Lord, there's nothing that you can't do. You back your word up. So we speak the word to leukemia right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind it and we command it to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. We command leukemia and Leah to wither and die in Jesus' name. And Lord, your word backs it up. And we will declare the marvelous things that you have done. And Lord, she will be a great witness and a great light for the glory of Jesus.
This morning in pre-service prayer, the Lord gave me a vision, and I saw a woman sitting in front of a loom, a weaving loom, and began to see the tapestry, and it was in the dark days that the needle was behind the tapestry, and it was on the good days when you felt encouraged, the needle worked on the front of the tapestry. And when it was done, I looked at the back of the tapestry, and it was in the shape of a flame. When I looked at the front, I saw the dove. And the dove represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we're believing that the Holy Spirit, and we know the Holy Spirit will be there many, many times to give you strength to face those dark times. In Jesus' name.
There's a scripture in Deuteronomy, and it says, speaking of Benjamin, and it says, "My beloved, and the one the Lord loves, rests between his shoulders."
Yes.
God, we stand and we believe.
Yes.
We stand and we believe that you carry Leah on your shoulders. God, you have not lost sight of her.
Yeah.
And nothing, you say nothing, that includes cancer, sickness,
yeah.
God, anything, nothing can snatch her out of your hand.
Right.
And God, I just pray that the promises of God will be in the forefront of her mind. God, we pray that fear and anxiety and worry and the what ifs of the future would be in the back. God, your promise would be in the forefront. God, she would cling to the hope that is in Jesus, and that she would know without a shadow of a doubt in the very darkest, sickest days that you, the God who holds the universe, holds her in the palm of your hand.
Thank you, Jesus. "Fear not, for I am with you," says the Lord. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. May the peace of our King that surpasses all understanding dwell in you richly. For God is about to glorify his name all over the earth. For God is about to show himself, as the great healer, the Savior, the Redeemer of our soul. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We give you thanks for the journey, God, for the wisdom that will be poured upon each individual involved, for strategies, Lord, beyond understanding, but for your hands to be the physician, Lord, to touch, God, for your lips to speak, God, for your ears to hear, for your eyes to see. Father God, we pray for peace upon this couple, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for peace for Ryan, God.
Yes.
We pray for peace for the children, God.
Yes.
We pray here in the household of faith, God, that everything would be coordinated together as one, agreeing together, seeing what the Father is about to do. Rest and know that the Lord is God. And there is nothing that he cannot do. He spoke to Lazarus. He shed tears and he spoke, "Come forth." So we give you thanks for the Lazarus of the Bible. We give you thanks, God, that we believe. We trust in you wholeheartedly. And we rejoice now for the end product. We rejoice now and give thanks to you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
God.
Even in weakness, God is calling you both to rise up as warriors. God has put within you the strength of a warrior. It's not in your own strength that you fight. It is in the strength of the Holy Spirit and the Lord. The Lord on high, the Lord of hosts. That's his name. So don't despair. Don't be fearful. God is with you. He reigns. He reigns. He is in you as a warrior. You are going to slay. You are going to slay giants. You're going to slay giants in this time. You're going to see the giants fall in this time. Mighty, mighty is our God.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I just almost feel like I have words for Leah, and it's in my heart. And I wanted to dance this morning, Leah, because you would dance. That's your heart. You would dance hard. I couldn't even dance as hard as you. So I just thinking about you, Leah, and you just on our hearts. But I just felt in my heart to say, you are a woman chosen for such a time as this. We don't know why, but you are a well-trained, you're a well-gifted woman. Your self-esteem does not lie in these things. You are a woman that is well-set in the ways of God. You have a huge tool belt around your waist. And if you miss a tool, I bet you Ryan will give it to you. Leah, you are a godly woman, a woman well poised, a woman, in a sense, almost chosen. You will stand strong for this, Leah. You are a woman of much talent. So, Leah, I just... You're in our hearts. And I just think of it almost like Ruth, you were chosen for such a time as this.
I just keep getting a picture of Jesus the Good Shepherd. And he has his staff. And he's holding you, Leah, around his shoulders. And I just keep getting that picture over and over again. And Psalms 23 just keeps pouring into my heart. Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Not one evil thing will touch you, Leah. And I just keep seeing that he's, and even just his heart towards you, how he's jealous for you, that this is not going to take you, that you are his. Yeah. And he is even just wanting to show himself powerful to you, that it's a beautiful dance between you and your Savior. Yeah. So we just thank you, Jesus, for the healing, Lord God, just the picture that you have for Leah, your heart towards her, that she is going to walk through this with you, yeah. That she is going to look to you, that you are her king, her strong fortress, her savior, her Lord, her everything. And I just see Leah coming through this an even stronger warrior. You know Jesus deeply now, but you will know him in such a huge way after. And your testimony, it will impact the entire world. I had gotten the sense, even before I had known that what was going on, that this was going to impact the world. Yeah. So this is not a small thing, Leah, that you, this is for the glory of your King. And so we just stand with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Leah, this is for you. I hope that God heals you, and hope may the cancer go away, and I know that everybody here is counting on God for you to get healed, and but may there be hope and strength and love from all of us. Amen.
Just another small scripture that God has been speaking to me this week, and I felt like it wasn't just for me, but I felt like it was for our whole church. And it's the one that we know from Job, when it says, "For my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen." And I feel like that is what's going to happen here. Is we've heard of his fame. We've heard of his glory. We've heard of his healing. But now our eyes will see. And I feel like God is saying, watch and see. Watch and see my wonders. Watch and see what I will do.
I just keep getting, let your faith be bigger than your fear. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. And the other vision that I kept getting this morning was just an army, an army of God. And I think it's the whole city of Terrace, and for people around the world who are seeing your story, Leah, and that we are all putting on that army of God and just ready to fight these giants. And you are not alone. We are all standing here, and in this circle of your church family here, it is such a strong sense of strength, and that we are all ready to be prayer warriors, and let our faith be stronger than any of our fears or doubts or what ifs, that we are with you, and you are never, ever alone. Even those days where you know, are just feeling so much sorrow and the world is on your shoulders, we are there with you, holding that world off to your shoulders.
Amen. I think
I just wanted, like, I keep just imagining God coming in and just laying his hand on Leah, and then her just walking out, and like just something that even doctors can't explain happening. And I just, God loves Leah, and I know that he has big plans for Leah, and I just know that something big is gonna happen. And I just imagine just a miracle, and him just, no one being able to explain what happened, and just God is the only reason. I just wanted to share that.
Now faith are the things not seen but hoped for. Now faith. Dance, Leah. Dance, Leah, dance. We love you.
I just got this word keeps going over and over in my heart, and it is this: happy are the people who place their trust in the Lord. They will not be disappointed.
There's a scripture that I really love in Luke chapter 18. It's a woman crying out for justice, and she's talking to an unjust judge. And even though the judge is unjust, he gives in to her persistent nagging. She bothers him day in and day out. So, Lord, you gave that parable to show people that we are to petition you, Lord. If something is important enough, Lord, we want you to know, Lord, we plan to petition and bother you a lot about this, God. I know already it's affected many people. Many people's hearts are broken for Ryan and Leah, Lord. So we plan to beg, Lord. We're not going to give up on this, Lord. Our church does not work without Leah, Lord. Those kids, they need Leah. They need their mother. And Ryan, he needs his wife, Lord. We ask and we beg in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We need Leah, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, we just keep your name above this whole situation, and we look for a good outcome to this whole thing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we call ourselves Rock, Lord. Lord, you are the living rock. And Lord, we are your roots. And Father, a piece of our root has been pulled up and brought to a new place, Father. And Father, I pray that root would go in deep, good soil, Father. That it would, Father, I just keep seeing it's spreading through that hospital, Father, where she is, Lord. And I know that there are children and women and men that need the strength that Leah has, Father. Lord, I pray that her foundation and our foundation would be planted deeply in wherever Leah and Ryan go, Father. Lord, I just pray this.
Leah, we love you, and thank you for all the work you've done for our church. But now it's time for you to rest in the body of Christ. And I just decree justice. I declare your word, Lord, that the just shall live by faith. Leah, when you're having a bad time, or doubt comes, or fear, know that Jesus, who's in you, will not disappoint you. His body's rising up in your body, and he's taking all the bruises. He's taking all the chemo. He's taking all the doubt. He's taking all the anxiety. He's holding your children. And he's rising up ones to take care of your family. His love over you is great, and his love in you will be even greater when this is done. And also, I really sense the Lord is going, in this time, he's going to give you a spirit of David. God gave David a spirit of overconfidence. And yes, we do see that in you in all the years that we've known you. But now you're going to know the love of overconfidence in your God. And you're going to see Jesus rise up in your body, and he's going to take the anxiety. He's the hope in you that will not disappoint you. He died to take away your diseases and your sicknesses. We're with you, and you are greatly loved, highly favored. Bless you, Lisa. Or Lisa. What does Lisa mean?
Sweetheart, I just want to share with you the scripture that God gave to me actually quite miraculously this week. I very seldom ever have a situation where a verse pops into my mind that I don't even know what it says. And this verse popped into my mind, and I really felt the Spirit of God telling me to go to this passage of Scripture. And when I got to that passage of Scripture, this is what it said. When Jesus came to Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word, and he healed all the sick. And then this is the passage that came to my mind. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities, and he bore our diseases. Jesus, we know that you didn't just go to the cross to bear our sin. You also went and you bore our infirmities. You bore our diseases on the cross, God. And we place our trust and our faith in you in this situation, God. We know what you did, and we believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is enough here. And Lord, today we simply ask, God, perform what no man can do. Do what no man can do. Thank you, God, for doctors, hospitals, all the gifts that are in operation there, Father. But Lord, we ask that you would do what no man can do for Leah. Leah, we love you. I love you. We love you, God. This church loves you. We desire you. We are for you guys. You and Ryan, we are for you guys all the way through.
I'd like to, one more over here.
I knew a person. He lived a long time, but God called him. But I believe God is telling Leah to stay here. She's telling him to keep fighting. She's telling him to stay here and help. He may have called out many people to come and see him, but I believe that he's telling Leah to stay here with us and keep fighting.
Amen. As we go back, let's go back with the song in our heart. As we sang in the prayer meeting this morning, let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Amen. Amen.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Bless you, dear.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.